I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Church doors may be closed and locked in Algeria, but it's not stopping believers from worshiping on the staircase. Members of the Full Gospel Church, a Sat7 partner, published a series of posts on social media showing their new outdoor services. Sat7 is a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Its U.S. President Rex Rogers recently met with Algerian believers.
A couple of those Algerians were actually in Egypt when I was there 2 weeks ago and gave a report on this, one being a pastor. Obviously, they're not happy that their church closed, but they were able to share their faith with police or other authorities. They were able to experience God's protection and goodness throughout this.
Ask God to sustain his followers in Algeria as the government continues to close down churches. And as the holidays arrive, volunteering opportunities are everywhere. The Global Church is no exception. Bethlehem Bible College needs volunteers for a range of opportunities, from managing the guest house to IT support. One long-term volunteer, Camila, shares that her experience volunteering at Bethlehem Bible College has been formative in understanding the challenges for Palestinian believers. She says,
you're kind of seeing this very small group of people that have been here for a very long time that maybe aren't even known, but really have a powerful voice and have done their theology through hardship and suffering and know, you know, what does it really mean to live the teachings of Jesus in the land that he taught them? Because these are very real things to them.
If this is of interest to you, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.